suppose we are all set, Tom. Yeah, it's just it's been a long three, four months waiting on this, you know. But just the way things have gone, I suppose, like, we're just glad now that we're actually in a final and it's going to be finished on Saturday.
Yeah, and well, obviously, joint second, I think, with St. Junan's in the group stages. What, lost one and drew with Termon.
Yeah. We drew a tournament out in the Burn Road and we got beat by Unions at home. It was a horrible weather. And listen, with Termon in the Burn Road, it was really bad conditions as well. Very windy and really just getting the feel of each other that day, you know. So it's good that we actually played each other. So
yeah, but what my first impression when I heard the score, not five each at full time, I felt there was a little, maybe even at that early stage, there was a little bit of shadow boxing going on, was there?
Yeah, well, I suppose, listen, as I say, this is our first time taking this. These boys have played Termon, you know, through the last 2 or 3 years. They know what they're about. You know, we went out there expecting that it might be a bit open, and it definitely wasn't open. Termon just sat back, and we just had to break them down. And that's, hey, listen, that's the way it's going to be on Saturday. And listen, it's going to be tough, but I feel it's probably going to be a dogfight, and the best team will win on the day.
Yeah, and obviously, you have a good record at under-21 in recent years. Obviously, went on that not terribly long ago and won Ulster, and obviously backbone the senior team that went on to win an Ulster title as well. So, quite a few seniors on this team as well, isn't there?
Regarding a good under-21 panel, we haven't actually really been in any finals. I think the last time we were in a final was about 6 years ago, and before that it was back in 2006. So really and truly, you know, over the case of what, 16 years being in two finals, not really good enough.
Yeah, Termon, I think they won a B, but they haven't won the under-21 yet. But you've played them, this team, more or less, I think, in minor final, 3-4 years ago, and an under-16 final the year before. Termon won both of those, so they know each other. Two teams will know each other pretty well.
Yeah, I think they played these, and I think it's this team now, this year, they played them in a minor final a couple of years ago, and Termon beat them. And Termon actually went on, I think it was Trevor Alcorn's team at the time, he actually took them on then to an Ulster final. I think they lost that. So they have serious pedigree there, you know. There's great players throughout their team. And listen, on the day, I suppose, they're going to be favoured for the only simple reason is that they've beaten Guidoor so many times.
Yeah. Well, people that know Guidoor know that Guidoor never take too kindly to losing games. So it's a good motivation to get one back on them.
It will be on the day. Like, listen, I hope the conditions for both teams is decent enough, you know. But listen, on the day, I suppose it's the final and it's anybody's game. And listen, I hope just on the day that our boys turn up and win.
And tell me, who are the seniors on the team? I know Dahi Roberts, obviously, is the number one goalkeeper.
Yeah, Dahi Roberts is our keeper. Suppose you've got Dole McBride, and then you'll have Finan Coyle and Owen De Burke, you know, and then you've got young Dara Ferry. That's be kind of your senior panelists at the minute. But listen, after this, you'd hope that these lads will push on now and get into the senior panel.
Mm. As you said, finished joint second, I think it was St. Junan's in the group stages, a group that involved yourselves, St. Junan's and Termon. And in terms of the quarterfinals and the semifinals, convincing victors over Kilcar and McCool's last weekend.
Yeah, well, against Glenties, you know, we didn't know what to expect. It's very, you don't know what to expect on the 21 level. We went into that game just focused, and on the day we were the better team. Yes, and they're on. Against McCool's, you know, we actually played them about 2 months ago, and that wasn't the same McCool's team we played there last weekend. Definitely not. They were far more organised, strong team. Bradley Walsh, you know, I've never actually seen him play, and he was a serious player for them. But listen, on the day, yeah, the final 5 minutes we were comfortable, but up until that, definitely not.
Yeah, and obviously, as you said, you've played Termon already. You expect they were pretty defensive on the Burn Road on that occasion. You're expecting them to be defensive again on Saturday in O'Donnell Park. Have you learned the lessons? Found out how to unlock a tight defence?
Yeah, well, that's it. I don't think any team has found that that lesson yet to unlock a tight defence. But listen, we know what they're going to bring to the day. Like, we know it's going to be 14 behind the ball. They're going to clog up the area. Listen, suppose the whole cliche is you have to win the game. You have to get scores on the board. It's going to be tough on the day. I feel if we can get ahead of them, yeah, we can push on. But listen, at the end of the day, Terman wanted to go into the final quarter, I'd imagine, very tight, and then they'll play into their hands.